I just have a question about the doctrine of the Trinity. My question is, because if you think about the Trinity as, you know, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know that the Father is considered the Creator, and Jesus is considered the Son. But I wanted to know if you could direct me to some Bible verses that would help me better understand the Holy Spirit aspect of God.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, I would point out that Jesus Christ, the Son, is also identified as the Creator. So it's not just the Father that's the Creator, because actually Colossians chapter 1 talks about Jesus being the Creator. But also on the subject of the Holy Spirit, I think some of the best teaching on the Holy Spirit is found in the book of John, specifically chapter 16. But Jesus teaches his disciples just for four chapters straight. You know, if you have a red letter Bible, it's just 14, 15, 16, 17 is pretty much almost all red letters of Jesus talking to the disciples shortly before he's crucified. And in chapters 14 and 16, there's a lot of good teaching on the Holy Spirit. Also, Romans chapter 8 is a classic chapter on the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, obviously, you could always just do a search of the Bible on eSword or BibleGateway.com of the words Spirit and Ghost. But I would consider those the classic Holy Spirit passages, you know, John 14 and 16 and Romans chapter 8.
Okay, yeah, because my thing is that I, you know, if you're going to have a relationship with God, you know, we focus so much on, you know, Jesus and what he did as Christians, and I thought, you know, like, I want, like, all of God, you know, like, to understand the whole Trinity.
Sure, yeah, of course, yeah, it's all of it's important, you know, we need to understand what the Bible teaches on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hey, thanks for the question. God bless you.